Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hey, listeners, welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We're going to start off the show like we do each and every week, and that's by sharing one of you, our loyal listeners.
Loyal listeners.
Using our hashtag STR Share Sunday. Of course, STR stands for short-term rental. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Blue Jay Haven.
Yeah, it's a cute name. Nice.
I know. And really want to highlight a few things here. Rebecca has been hashtagging us for a while. We see you, Rebecca.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Yes. It is time to give you some shine here. And one of the things, we talk about this from time to time, but I want to go back to it today because it kind of leads in to, it's definitely a lead into our episode and making sure that your guests know who's hosting them. And one thing that Rebecca does a like knockout job at is on her Instagram, in her highlight reel, there are so many different places she lets you know where you can get good cocktails. She lets you know a little bit about her area, but three things, good food and then reviews, sightseeing. But here's something that I really, really like and it connects you. She has a meet us and she goes through and introduces herself and her whole family. But then I'm always a sucker for this. And this is why HDTV gets all of the viewership it does. She shows the renovations of her property. So before and after pictures, she has two properties right now and she shows the before and after of both of those. And I think it really lets the guests connect to the host, lets the guests know how much time has been put in and the love and the care. And that it just makes that guest feel a little bit more connected and hopefully potentially more responsible to treat that place the way that it should be treated. But Rebecca, well done. Listeners, please give her some love on the Instagram. Look through her highlights. Look how well done those are. So she does a great job of, you know, storytelling about her and her family and her place, but then also storytelling what the guest could do in the area. So it's very full picture there. So again, give it a follow at Blue Jay Haven and then make sure you use our hashtag STR Share Sunday so we can highlight you.
Yes.
All right, Sarah, let's get on to this episode.
It was inspired by a few DMs.
And some emails recently. And,
yeah.
And
what's one that we could read and add that'll really set the tone for this episode?
Okay. I'm gonna abbreviate this one, but I'm gonna give you what's important here. We have just listed our home that we have renovated on Airbnb, and we are so happy to be getting bookings. But one person has already booked with a very limited profile. First name only, no photo, no reviews, and they got a little nervous to accept the request. So they did what a great host would do and messaged them and said thank you and asked if they could send a photo of their ID so we confirm they are of age to rent it. They have on their listing that they set parameters that people need to be 25 or over. And they wanted to know, are they being too cautious? Should we accept the request or trust our gut? The guest had not responded or read the message at the time of this DM. And there are several other DMs here and emails of so many hosts just wanting to get feedback from Sarah and I about, I don't want to use the word vet the guest because this, we shouldn't be vetting the guest. Of course, you want to make sure there's a good fit, but you have to be very, very careful. But the first thing we want to do is we want to talk about, this is where Airbnb is on your side here. There are a lot of parameters that they have already set in place. So Sarah and I want to go over some of that stuff to make sure that you understand all of the things that they're already doing for you to help you go through some of the processes that this person was asking us to, well,
quick
to
story.
Facilitate.
Quick story.
Oh, yeah. This happened this week, actually. This is a good one.
The way I co-host is we prefer that our owners have their own accounts with the OTAs, and then we attach ourselves as co-hosts on their accounts, and then we plug it into our property management software. I prefer that for many reasons. It's a whole other episode. But this does mean, which is both a pro and sometimes a con, our owners can pop in on conversations with guests whenever they want. And we had this one potential booking, and it was a great booking, high value, around Thanksgiving time. And the guest was, we require all of our potential guests to have their identities verified via Airbnb. And all of a sudden, my owner, who hadn't done this before, pops in the conversation and is like, because the guy's like, I can't figure out how to upload my ID. I just work downtown. Could I like run it to you guys? And the owner pops in. He's like, hey, Sarah, I've got some time off from work. I'm happy to go meet this potential guest and see his ID. Now, there are so many reasons why I then messaged my owner on text messages to explain to him why this is not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Because Annette, you mentioned that Airbnb has things in place.
Yes.
So number one, meeting your potential guests prior to booking is not safe.
No, it's just not safe. Yeah.
But also, and this is what blew my owner's mind, is if Airbnb feels like you might be trying to take that lead off of the platform, they're going to suspend your account.
Right.
They're not going to like that.
Absolutely.
So even if our owner were to connect with this guest somehow, because also Airbnb does a good job of blocking addresses and phone numbers and all that before booking is made. Even if he had figured out how to meet this potential guest and looked at his ID, it's not verified through the Airbnb platform. So, it's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know.
But the first thing we want to share about that is, if you're not doing this already, please implement this ASAP. You can require that Airbnb has documentation of your guest's government ID. Obviously, you would not have access to that, and nor would you want to have access. I don't want access to
it. You don't have it, though.
Right.
So Airbnb will never show you, and you can tell your guests this too. Some guests are uncomfortable or for a lot of reasons, but Airbnb will not show the host any documents that the guest used to verify their identification.
Right. And that is the beauty of having a third party, because you do not see that, especially with payment. But what we want to, what we're with the DM and also with the host that we're talking with, Sarah, is that like this is a very simple thing of just letting the guests know that before booking, it's just required that they confirm their identity.
Mm-hmm.
Like that sounds very fair. I just check, like, let's go back, everyone. When you, the last time you checked into a hotel, what do you have to do? You show your government ID and probably your debit card.
Yeah.
When you go to the airport, what do? You verify your identity. This is a very common practice. I would not host without having the your guests have to verify their identity. It's something right off the bat, a simple thing. And also, I know a lot of hosts are very nervous. They don't want to, and we don't want you to either come off in any way, shape, or form discriminatory or making that there's, you know, you have things that are, how do I want to say this? Like, this is common. This isn't asking too much of the guests. This is baseline for, you know, to have someone book and also instant book. So don't be afraid at all to leverage them being able to book by qualifying their ID. And I will say 99 times out of 100, they just didn't get to that step. And they just need to go back and do that.
Once in a while, you'll get pushback from a guest. They'll say, well, no one's ever asked me to do this before, or I don't feel comfortable uploading. And here's what you can say. This is not a requirement on the Airbnb platform, but it is a requirement for our short-term rental. Because remember, listeners, what we always say to you, you are your own small business. So you get to make your own policies. But here's what I would recommend on the Airbnb platform. And someone actually reached out to us. You guys talk so much about Airbnb. Well, yes, we're Airbnb experts. We don't leverage many other OTAs, and we're not experts on any other OTAs, but they all offer about the same kind of efforts towards verifying guest identity. But what I wanted to say is, so what I would do is use the Airbnb's offering to list house rules and put it in your rules.
Ooh,
that
I love
you
that.
Require all of your guests, because you don't want anyone to feel like if they have...
You just sprung it on them. Yes. That's, no,
or
that's
like
great.
Maybe they have a unique name and they think they're being discriminated against. That is going to be... And do this. Mm-hmm. Put it in your house rules and then do it with every single guest, and that will protect you as a host. And it's
baseline.
And it's baseline.
And you can just know that every single time. But no, that is great. If you already have something that you are going to, you know, make sure that you uphold, if you have it in your listing, you can just say, hey, per my listing, if you look at my house rules, you'll see that I require this of all guests. Mm-hmm. That reiterates that there. And I think that's a great way to make sure that you just, and stick to it.
We do it every time.
Don't like see some openings in your calendar.
Or they've got 20 reviews. Like, if that's going to be your policy, do
that's
it for everybody. I do want to say too, though, but we looked this up just to make sure, because Airbnb changes things all the time. But I also don't want you to, and I'm not saying this to scare you, but Airbnb, just because their identity is verified, sometimes it's not via government ID or passport. Sometimes it's just their name and their address is enough for
banking
Airbnb to use. They use a third party to
secure
help verify.
Databases. Yeah.
Yes, to help identify. So,
and heads up about this identity verification. Do not ask. You cannot ask a guest for their photo.
No,
that is.
Well, number one, you can't even exchange it before they book.
No.
Airbnb won't let you send photos or...
Again, for the safety of all and to make sure that all guests are, you know...
Right.
Being treated equal, which is great. But so be very careful about asking for that, because we do get some DMs where like, I asked them to send a photo and it's like, no.
You can't do that. And I will tell you this, as a guest, you have the option to have your face... on your profile, on your account. But you also have the option not to. Now, as the host, you have the option to see the face, but only after a booking is confirmed because of discrimination situations that happen.
Right.
So now that can be a setting. Like you only want to be, once you accept a booking, you want to be able to, you only want to accept guests who have a profile photo.
And I... Also to let you know, and I'm not sure, this can probably be a variable, so I want to be honest with it. If someone does get a direct booking and you weren't able to review it, I've had some direct bookings before where there wasn't really a full name. There was maybe a letter. There was a avatar instead of a photo and no reviews. And I did reach out to Airbnb and just said, hey, There's really not a name here. There's a letter. There is an avatar. There's no reviews. And I just was very honest about how I was a little uncomfortable with there really not being any sort of, and there was no message to me either. Mm-hmm. So it felt like a very much like a robot mm-hmm. was booking. And so there are times like that too. Even if something comes through, you can reach out and just explain that, you know, to an Airbnb representative and let them know what's going on that seems a little bit different than your normal, mm-hmm. normal bookings.
Let's stay on the verification process real quick. And let's say you're not using an OTA and you are booking direct, you mm-hmm. do have more flexibility here. Mm-hmm. So if you mm-hmm. wanted to require a photo ID before booking, you can set that on your software that you use that they cannot book instantly, right? They have to chat with you first. And there are third party applications that you can use. Some popular ones are Safely, InsureAguest, AutoHost, and they will work in conjunction with your PMS to help you verify the guest is who they say they are.
Okay. And we'll make sure, by the way, we will put these in the show notes mm-hmm. so you can take a look at these.
Yes.
Again, Safely, InsureAguest, and AutoHost.
Yes.
Just to give you a few recommendations.
And then, of course, what we've been doing too lately is, and this is more so to make the check-in process smooth as of late, because we feel in our business at least, we're getting more and more first-timers mm-hmm. using Airbnb and booking with our short-term rentals and trying us out over hotels. But we'll hop on the phone with them and even after they book and make sure, you know, it just feels right to you. So that's a good way to verify your guest as well. And if it doesn't feel great, you know, most of the times it's not probably great or it might not be a good fit, then you can take further action from there, depending on how you feel.
Here is another great, great tip. I want everybody to get out their notepads and write this down. There's two ways that you can do this. You can, because again, we've also been getting a lot of DMs about people just about like what's happening with guests recently. When someone books with you, we are so about using automation, but there's a way to make sure that guest know, you can let them know, you know, how much you care about your property and what the rules are in your home. So here's the deal. Whether it's instant book or just a request, I'm going to read a message from one of our listeners just so you can see what someone else is doing, but you can send a message back right after that booking or request. And just to make sure that you're on the same page about what's happening, how the property is used. And this is something that you should also have in your rules, like Sarah had reviewed earlier. But this is something, a sample message I'm going to let you know from one of our listeners. This is a request. Thanks for your interest. We've received your inquiry. This is the total price. The house is available. And we would advise you to book quickly because our place gets booked very quick. But we like to send this message to, we send this message to every guest to ensure that everyone is on the same page. Smoking is not allowed. This includes marijuana and vapes. We have smart smoke detectors inside the unit that will alert us. Parties are also not allowed. We have cameras outside to ensure that only guests on the reservation enter the property. We have noise detectors inside the unit that alert us to any loud noise issues. This is a side note in this message. This unit is a duplex with neighbors who can and will contact us with any issues. If these policies are violated, it will result in the reservation being terminated with no refund and the guest asked to leave the premises. Please reply with confirmation that you understand and agree with this policy. And what's great here is, look, I read that, no problem. Sounds great. Excited to stay. If you have a guest that was maybe thinking they were going to have a party or maybe have more guests stop by, it's like, wait a second. These people are really paying attention to what's going on. And even if this is an automated message, like, whoa, they're not joking around here. And I will say this particular listener, if it's a guest that they've had before, they don't resend this message, but they also send this message to someone instant books. That way they have a cancellation policy that allows the guests to cancel. So they can do that quickly if they're like, oh, this is not my cup of tea. I'm going to go have a party. I better cancel ASAP. that happens. Like this listener let us know, like, hey, we actually get a lot of people, not a lot, but a fair share of people that get that, see that message and are like, oh snap, I'm going to cancel. Let me find somewhere else to stay. So after someone books, you can start just letting them know, you know, you don't really want to go out of bounds and ask them exactly why they're coming to town. You can kind of ask that, but you can't pry in that. And you have to be really gentle, I think, on the way that you start to question, but you can let them know what your house rules are and that they need to abide by those.
So we talked about making sure their identity is verified. We talked about
using that same message, almost like an automated message that you send out to just review that everyone's on the same page about the property. Mm-hmm. Here is something that you can also check on if you have a guest request. Another DM we just got was somebody like, oh my gosh, this person had so many good reviews. We thought they were going to be an excellent guest. Here are some not red flags, but things to look out for, I guess, which are red flags. Sarah, let's talk about the two-word review with the same host over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a time where our co-hosts know to look at the reviews of the guests, even if it says 15 positive, 15 reviews and they've got 5 stars. If you look at those reviews and they're all from the same host and that host is local and that guest is local, I mean, I trust that review as far as I can.
Yeah,
probably
it's like, amazing guest. If you're if you see the same robo review from the same host, I'm just gonna say they're probably just automating their reviews.
Well, that's what, that means robo is like a robot or a bot is sending. So there is, and I don't know if you have 1 or 2 or 3 properties, you may not be leveraging smart software, but you can automatically review guests via software. And so there's lots of ways that larger companies utilize that, including ourselves. Mm-hmm, we use it too. Okay. I'm not saying don't use it, but you better believe that if our cleaning team and our co-hosts report back that a guest left a heavy footprint, as we like to say, we pause that review and our whole team knows how important it is to pause that automatic review from going out. Because here's the deal, listeners, we know that you might feel guilty about leaving an honest review that might have some negative connotations to it. You might be afraid that they will also leave you a negative review, but you owe it to your host community to be honest about your experience with that guest. Now, I will also say in the same breath, to be fair.
And you can use some really nice copywriting here.
Yes.
And just, I love somebody said today, like this, like they'd left a pretty heavy footprint, as I would like to say. And in the review, they said, you know, I think that this guest would be more suited for a hotel that has daily cleaning, basically saying like, it was a lot. It was messy, you know, or you could say something like, you know, my cleaning team had to spend extra time here. And I think everybody will understand like, oh snap, you know, that's what it is.
Or like when it truly is just a negative experience. We just had a guest stay for a week and we have some really simple like checkout instructions. And by checkout, it's just like, hey, this home be safe for the next, you know, 10 to minutes to an hour before our cleaning team gets there. But one of them is if you bring food in, just take it with you. This guest left, I mean, the fridge was full. There's literally still a pot of food in the oven. Like the oven wasn't on, but she had like left it there to like for left. I don't even know. And the sink was full. And we have urban stays. Like we're getting them clean, you know, as efficiently as possible. So when it came time that review, we paused it and we led it with that something positive. This guest did communicate with us well. Mm-hmm. When she booked, she communicated well. During those stays, she communicated well when it was necessary. And when she left out, she's like, hey, we checked out. Just wanted to let you know. So I said, while this guest communicated well, she failed to follow our checkout instructions, which severely delayed the cleaning team for preparing the home for the next guest. Again, listeners, I know that you feel bad or you feel guilty. You don't want to have a negative review on yourself either. Number one, remember, reviews are only posted at the exact same time once you both leave one.
Right.
Or on that 14-day period. If the guest doesn't leave one, yours gets posted and vice versa, no matter what. Mm-hmm. But that's how we make our hosting community stronger. That's how guests learn how to act in a short-term rental.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them just don't know.
Education. Yeah, there's some education that has to take place.
Or
there.
If it's not detrimental and you don't think it was malicious or you could leave them a private message. you know?
And you can leave Airbnb a private message too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, saying, at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like it could be like, hey, I would not, and that could be very clear. Like if for some reason you feel fearful about being completely transparent or anything like that, that's where you can go and just address Airbnb directly and let them know, hey, these are my concerns mm-hmm. with this guest. But we really do, the platform is built on trust mm-hmm. on from guest to host, host to host. So you have to be honest and help the next host out. So hopefully this doesn't happen again. But please be very tuned into, even if they have a ton of reviews, go in and look, because we, like Sarah said, we see that all the time. It's like, oh, wait, they have 10 reviews from the same, we know some absentee hosts in our area. And it's like, amazing guests 10 times, and we know what goes like that, what those properties are like. So just be on the lookout for that.
Yes.
So, and Sarah, I do have a question. The person in that, the DM we read at the beginning, mm-hmm. they had a 25 years and older. Mm-hmm. Do we want to discuss that?
We can discuss that. So there was a time, and it doesn't, and listeners, if you also, so Airbnb rules out things to some users and not to other users, and they try things out and they take them away. And at one point, Airbnb was letting hosts know if a guest was under 25. I don't think they're doing that anymore.
Yeah, it says they share whether you're over or under, but I don't think you can.
They don't anymore though. Okay. So I did some deep digging on some Reddit conversations.
Okay,
and no, but like that's actually Airbnb's site. So again, and maybe some hosts experience that feature, but I know we don't have that feature. We are not told whether a guest is, but what you do know when a guest is under 25 is if when they're trying to book a whole home within their own city, and they're under 25. If you've ever gotten a guest reach out to you and say, hey, I'm trying to book this, but Airbnb won't let me, could you change your listing to be a shared room in a home so that I can book this place? That's on you if you want to do that, listeners. You could do that. And I've actually had Airbnb support say that that's an option for me to do. I didn't feel comfortable doing that, especially for like a 3-4 night stay. Like it's like, find a shared room to stay in if you need a place to stay, but that's just not what mine is. Or a hotel, sure. But you can't do that. But that's, in my experience, the only way that you could find out the guest's age. And it is kind of confusing because Airbnb does say that we are not to discriminate, but marital status, sex, gender, age is included. And I know that race, color, ethnicity, national origin, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, or marital status. And on Airbnb's booking platform, I'm not sure about Vrbo or the other ones, but it's 18 to book. So however, I would say if you put it in your house rules that you must be 25 years of age or older, you're kind of going on the honesty policy from the guest to let you know their age. And I've actually had several guests DM, like message us in the app and say, hey, I'm under 25. Could I book your space? Now, technically they can. I don't prefer them to. So that, again, but if it's in your house rules and you're not discriminating on just this isolated incident, I think you could potentially receive less pushback from Airbnb should they flag that.
The most important thing I kind of want to talk, like just bring back up is when in doubt, seriously, call Airbnb customer service. Just mm-hmm. let them know. Like if you have any questions on whether, you know, if it's going to impact you, your super host status, if you decline a guest or you cancel a guest, the number one thing to do is to get a hold and chat with Airbnb and just let them know what the situation is. Mm-hmm. If you're sitting there wondering, should I accept, should I decline, should I cancel? That's the number one thing I would do. Discuss it with them. And honestly, discuss it with one person, let it know, and chat with somebody else at customer service, you know? So I really would, you know, utilize them as a sounding board and just kind of talking through the situation and using them as guidance there also.
Now this could be a whole episode on its own, but I do want to briefly touch on Instant Book because it is part of a way to verify a guest or at least make you feel more comfortable with a guest stay. And this kind of surprises people, I feel, that I think it's safer to have on Instant Book. I think it's better all around for so many reasons. Mm-hmm. Some of the easy ones are that your listing pops up higher than other listings. You have more flexibility with that guest stay. So what I mean by that is if a guest books instantly and you don't feel comfortable with it after they book, this is when you can cancel penalty free before or during the stay if they're breaking one of your house rules or you don't feel comfortable with the reservation. Now you have to reach out to Airbnb now, and there is different parameters. If they book within the 24 hours of them arriving, and then you want to pull this card. This just happened to us, and Airbnb did help me, and we canceled penalty free. But usually, if they instant book within 24 hour period, that makes it a little muddier. But But if you don't have instant book on, and you talk to this guest, you have conversation, you check their reviews, identity, and then you accept them, and then you don't feel great about it.
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
And I know that instant book is a huge filter I use when I'm looking to book places. I use Superhost and instant book because I'm just like, hey, I want to get this done today. So I will let you know that as an Airbnb user, instant book is a filter that I use quite frequently.
Yeah.
So don't leave yourself out of that, and you out
can,
of the game.
You can set parameters for instant book that they have to be... they have to have
positive reviews.
They have
government ID.
Yes.
You can set those parameters.
You can't do that, obviously, with regular booking because they expect you to suss through the guest on your own.
Yep.
So, and if you try to cancel a guest and they didn't instant book, you could lose your Superhost status. And if that's important to you, which I think it should be, because it does again help you with your rank within the Airbnb platform and gives you other benefits on the platform, you should take canceling very seriously because everyone who books and gets confirmation from you, they're expecting to have a place to stay.
Canceling, cool.
Nah.
Canceling ain't cool. All right. Well, we hope this was helpful. We just feel like we've seen an influx of these questions coming through our inbox and our DMs. And we're here to help you and try to figure that out. But really, go back to your listing. Shine up your listing. Put your house, you know, put some rules in there. Be very, very clear there. And then you got this. We're excited for you. Don't be scared. But again, if something, reach out to Airbnb, chat. Like when in doubt, reach out.
But also remember, you're running a small business. This is the nature of the business. You used to work in hotels, they come to the front desk, you still don't know who they are. You see their ID, you still don't know who they are. They still go upstairs into a room, you don't know what goes on truly. So this is also the business you're in, and you're going to have to have some level of comfortability with this unknown.
Yeah, and here's the deal. You're going to have some awesome, like there have been some times, like Sarah will actually agree, you like approve this guest and for some reason you're like, oh, I don't know. You're on pins and needles the whole stay, like, I don't know, something. And they leave and it's awesome. Awesome. You're like, this place is spotless. They never even reached out. Like, blah, blah. Then you have another guest that seemed like, you know, they were going to be amazing. And they are like, lots of questions, not able to get, you know, like not reading the instructions, maybe leave a super heavy footprint. So again, these are human beings. There's a lot of variables. Try to do the best to put systems in place. But this, like Sarah said, this is kind of the game that we're in is welcoming strangers into your home, but that can be amazing.
It is amazing.
It is.
All right, listeners, thanks so much for tuning in yet again. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you all next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me?
Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.